That was awesome. That's all I can really say. That was awesome. That is definitely worth staying up until, what the hell time is it? 11:39 p.m. That was way more than I think anyone could have asked for in regards to that. Well, probably, you know, not quite more, but that was definitely an outstanding performance by the Capitals for the most part. There were definitely some issues, but the fact of the matter is they stuck with it in a game that the Penguins were clearly the better team for long stretches of this game. They were clearly dominating portions of this game. You know, the Penguins were coming out in the first period dominating. The Caps were able to up the pressure, were able to get a lead after the first, and then the second period, just for a little while there, just sort of, they just to take the foot off the gas. It was worse than that. It was ridiculously bad for a while in the second period. The fact of the matter, the fact that they were able to tie it up, take a lead, they gave up a bad goal, they gave up a couple of ugly goals tonight, and they were luckily able to come away with a win at the end. So I think that was the biggest thing right now, is that they're able to come away with the win, but I don't think that it is a momentum boost quite as well as the Caps would have hoped for. I think having the Penguins playing the way that they did, they're definitely going to keep their heads up and have a lot of energy going into the next game. So aside from that, the fact of the matter is the Caps took the series lead. They're up 1-0. Thank you, TJ Oshie. You are amazing. And the fact that you saw that play come available, the wraparounds never worked. If you can tell me the last time a Capitals wraparound worked, you're I have a better memory than I do, first of all. But besides that, it's amazing, because every time I see a Capitals player go for a wraparound, you just know, why are you wasting your time? It's not going to work. Now I always expect them to pull the Kuznetsov thing where they look like they're going for the wraparound, and he does the slick behind the back pass. Like, that always looks, you know, really, really well. But yeah, that was pretty ugly. For some parts, but for Oshie to be able to step up and be able to get a hat-trick tonight was amazing. A little dicey at the end. For a while there, it looked like that goal was not going to count from every angle. It definitely looked different. I think the announcers, for all of the Penguin slurping that they were doing tonight, I thought they actually did a phenomenal job in noticing that the puck, there was white between the puck and the goal line. For a second there, I was wondering if that was because the puck was elevated, but the fact of the matter is, across the line, it was a good goal. And the Caps came away with a win. Again, thank you, TJ Oshie. Moving on, a couple of things from the game. Dmitry Orlov, I don't know what the hell happened to you, but you suddenly forgot how to play defensive hockey and got completely embarrassed by Nick Bonino tonight. That was bad, and he definitely deserved the benching that he got. I don't know what happened to Orlov between the Flyers series, and he had a pretty good series against the Flyers, but between that and the series again, the first game against the Penguins was, you know, it's one of those things where he's definitely going to get it talking to. I'm sure he already has, and he's going to get it talking to you after the game. And you have to wonder if he's going to be getting a jersey in the next game. You have to wonder if he's going to be getting the opportunity to play on Saturday, if he's going to be the one that's going to have that opportunity to get in there and play. Because from what we saw tonight, that is not a player that should be playing in the playoffs. That is not a guy you want on your team playing that way if you're going to be trying to make a run for the Stanley Cup. So I don't know what's going on with Orlov, but he's got to wake up, because that was pathetic in every way, shape, or form, the way he was playing tonight. It's unacceptable kind of a play, especially for a team that's trying to make a push forward. And I saw on Twitter earlier that someone made a really good point, that if the Capitals are shorting their bench, at least defensively, that's more ice time for the other guys. The longer you go into overtime, their legs are getting more and more tired. We saw John Carlson in about 5 minutes into OT that wasn't moving very fast. You know, your legs are getting tired. It's getting a little harder. I mean, he's been out there for a long shift, but you're not. The more you have to play, the less time you have to rest, and so it definitely be a problem. So you need a guy like Orlov to step up, or maybe Mike Weber's coming back in. The Wilson knee hit. I don't think it was intentional. I don't think it was necessarily meant to be a dirty play, but the fact of the matter is Wilson put himself in that position by taking that extra move to go for the hit. He didn't need to, is the thing. Like, the puck was moved away. There was no point in hitting him unless you're trying to make a highlight reel play. So what was the point? He did not need to hit. What was that? That he hit Sheary or whatever the guy's name, playing left wing on the first line. He didn't need to do it. The fact of the matter is that the play was unnecessary to happen. And if, my guess is he's going to get a phone call from the NHL office. He's not saying he's going to get a suspension, but he's definitely going to get something. It could be one game. I'm hoping it's not more than one game. I don't know if it necessarily deserves to be more than one game. But he's putting himself in these positions for people to make comments. So when people call him dirty, it's getting harder and harder to argue that point when he makes these stupid plays. you've got to be smarter, because thankfully it wasn't, you know, they didn't call it a penalty, even though it should have been. The Penguins should have had another power play opportunity, and maybe this conversation is much more like Brandon's from the other night, where he's yelling and screaming and getting ready to throw things around the room and just all sorts of crazy stuff. Wilson puts himself in bad positions, and he can't do that again. On a similar note, how is it Wilson's the one getting vilified, and I don't know if I said that word right, and Yevgeny Malkin is getting away with cheap shot after cheap shot and getting no calls whatsoever. In the first period, he goes and he tries to beat the crap out. I thought I was going to almost for a minute do the Alex Semin style with the bongos, but he goes after Wilson. Later on in the game, he just slides into Braden Holtby like he's sledding going down a hill and just crashes into somebody. You can't do that. You can't just slide into the goalie to get a goal. That's not legal. And the refs are doing nothing about it. They're letting them get away with these things. You see how upset I'm getting because my hands keep moving around. It's ridiculous. The fact that they're letting these guys get away with these things is a typical move that you see where star players can get away with some of these different things. The defense tonight, aside from Dmitry Orlov, I actually thought was quite good. I think Holtby was on his game. There were some breakdowns, but you're going to have these breakdowns from time to time. The fact of the matter is you should be able to come out of it and with a win. And so it was nice to see that these guys are still playing very well and able to get a win here. And if anyone out there knows what happened to Alex Ovechkin, can you please find him and bring him back to the Verizon Center? Because I don't know where he was tonight. Pucks were bouncing off his stick. They're bouncing off his skates. He's not getting good looks. He's not taking good shots. He's not able to control the puck. I mean, he had how many breakaways, and every one of it looked like he could not control the puck and move it forward. It's a problem. You can't keep doing it if you're a star player. You had an opportunity to bury the Penguins early on. You had an opportunity to bury them later on, and you didn't take advantage of it, and that's a problem. So it's just one of those games where he was off. But the fact of the matter is the other guy stepped up, especially TJ Oshie stepped up. They were able to fill in where Ovechkin was lacking, and hopefully for the next game he's going to step up and be able to take on some of the responsibility of, I don't know, scoring goals would be a good idea probably. But the fact of the matter is the Capitals won. They were able to come away in a game where they were arguably not the better team. They were able to still steal a win, and that's the most important part of this game that we need to focus on. The fact that the Capitals were able to take this game, take the win, and go up 1-0 in the series. The problems are going to be that the Penguins are still going to have a lot of energy going into it, obviously. They're a very good team, one of the best teams in the NHL, and they've been playing like the best team in the NHL for the last couple of months. So the Capitals can have to continue to put their foot on the gas and take advantage of the opportunities that they're given. And if this Murray kid is in there, he's very good, but you can beat him. You saw tonight that you can beat him. You saw that he has the opportunity to play in these games. And so the fact is, if you continue to apply pressure to him, he's a young guy. He's like 21 or 22. He's going to get rattled. Get in his head a little bit. I'm not saying you're going to go cheap shot him Yevgeny Malkin style, but try and get in his head a little bit. I'm guessing that's Brandon, since it's a comment from our own show, and I'm not talking to myself. That'd be weird, although I kind of am right now talking to myself. I thought Mark Richards also was very good. I thought he was good in this game, but he's not getting the offensive chances that he should. That's the thing. He's not taking advantage of the offensive chances that he should. We need to see more offensive game from Mike Richards. I know they're playing him on a third line where they're asking him to be more defensive, but we need to see more offense from him. We need to see more offense from Andrei Burakovsky and Yevgeny Kuznetsov. Burakovsky, he got a nice first one, and then he had a chance to end it pretty early in overtime and miss. He had a chance to get a couple of goals throughout the game and were taking bad shots. He's got to get those shots on net. Make the kid make a save, get a rebound, and you'll have an opportunity to get a goal. That's pretty much it for this recap. The Caps came away with a 4-3 overtime win. Phenomenal that they were able to do it, but they've got to up their game from what they played tonight. It was great to see a win, but I don't know if they deserved it with the way they played for the most part. I think offensively they were lacking for a lot of the game. They were taking their foot off the gas, and they gave the Penguins an opportunity to get back into it. And you're not going to win most games when you do that with a very good team. So they've got to up their game. They've got to up the pressure for the next game and continue to push and push and make the Penguins play back instead of giving them more opportunities to go and score and giving them the puck and letting them continue to cycle it around. That's pretty much it for this recap. I think Brandon's doing Saturday's one, so enjoy. Hopefully he's not ranting again. But other than that, thank you for tuning in, and we'll have the show up later on the website with the audio. Thanks, we'll see you.